Alongside Giovanni Giacometti and Kuno Amiet, Ferdinand Hodler is one of the most important Swiss artists from the turn of the 20th century. Born in Bern, Hodler moved to Geneva in 1871. From there, he travelled far and often. In the summer of 1916, he spent a few months in the spa town of Champéry in the canton of Valais. There he devoted himself to landscape painting. Hodler himself described how he painted from early morning till evening. The area surrounding Champéry is rich with forests and streams. During this time, he produced 5 paintings of a mountain stream. Hodler renders an extreme close-up of the stream. Neither the embankment, the trees, nor the sky are visible. The clear mountain water channels its way through massive boulders and gashes into a basin. Here it remains for a moment before flowing off through a crevice at the right-hand edge of the picture. The artist's use of various techniques here is striking. As well as brushes and palette knives, he used his fingers to apply varying densities of paint to the canvas. Sometimes he scratched away layers of paint while it was still wet. For Hodler, nature was a metaphor for the eternal cycle of life, for growth and decay. Here, it presents itself as the interplay of opposites. Stillness meets motion. Stability meets fluidity.